Today's episode in Bite Size Tourism is shining at customer service, and I'm delighted to welcome one of my colleagues into the studio. I've known Eddie Mead for a long time. A lot of you out there listening in industry might know Eddie's name. Eddie's had 38 plus, won't thank me for that maybe, 38 plus years experience at the sharp end, let's say, in industry. And also delivers a lot of our workshops out there in industry and many other supports to you. So Eddie, welcome.
Dean, thanks very much. It's a pleasure to be here with you, and thanks for inviting me to do the podcast with you. You say 38 years, it is 38 years, but who's counting, you know, in fairness?
Obviously you are.
Yeah.
Okay. In the context of the Irish tourism though, Eddie, going straight into the first question I want to put you, why is it so important, for people to invest in customer service? Why is it important?
That's a really interesting question, Dean, and it's so important because, you know, we're competing on the on an international stage. You know, we're looking for visitors to come and visit Ireland, and we have to be able to differentiate ourselves and our products from, you know, other countries that are in our competitive set. You know, places like our nearest, you know, rivals, I suppose, England, Scotland and Wales. They're countries that have, you know, similar climate, they would have similar scenery, etc. So what is it about Ireland? What is it that we can offer the international visitor that they can't provide? And so it's really important that we, you know, focus on delivering an authentic, high value, you know, value for money experience, which provides greater exposure to our proven, you know, strengths, the unique parts of Ireland. It's all about the Irish people, it's all about the culture, and it's all about the hospitality. You know, we're known as, you know, the land of a thousand welcomes, the Cead Mhíle Fáilte, and people see us as being the land of character and characters, and, you know, we're known for the hospitality. So it's the warmth of welcome, it's our hospitality, it's the engagement that we have as a nation that has proven to be one of our, you know, differentiating strengths in this area.
I think that's great, Eddie. I think that it's interesting that you've taken the perspective that, you know, you didn't go very small and local there. You talked about, you know, Ireland as a whole, you know, and probably the competition is, you know, the UK and Scotland in terms of, you know, scenery and beaches and everything else. So, you know, it's a question of focusing in on the smaller element of customer service. Really
absolutely, good. Dean. You know, and you know what we have to understand that in this day and age, it's really about the provision of world-class service. You know, but we need to create a natural, authentic Irish experience, something that's both memorable and represents value for money to our customers. And in fact, shining at customer service and service excellence, that really helps us to achieve this goal and, you know, deliver on our kind of promise of hospitality.
Okay, so, you know, if I'm sitting out there in industry at the moment listening to this, we know that, you know, the staff investment, you know, costs in many ways, but there's probably a larger cost if you don't invest. So, you know, I don't want to preempt your answer, but why should businesses really focus, and what are the benefits on focusing on customer care?
Okay, so you're keeping me on my toes here. That's hugely important, Dean, because, you know, if you look at any of the top percentile of businesses that are known for engaging with customers and for, you know, delivering on, you know, service experiences, they all benefit in a number of different ways. So, you know, they have higher sales growth year on year. That's a given. You know, because they have happy customers that have the experience their product, they have more referrals then based on that. So in other words, their business levels, you know, will increase exponentially. They build brand loyalty. So people want to choose your business over another business. They don't look at your competitors. They choose you because of the relationship that they have and what it is that you deliver. They become less price sensitive, which is really, really key, because
that's interesting.
It's not about, you know, how much they pay. It's what they get for what they pay, and they're happy to pay that. You know, so that's really what it's about. And those businesses are less affected by things that are outside of our control. So things like, you know, the economy or the recession. If you have, you know, a loyal band of followers, so to speak, people that are brand loyal to you, regardless of what's going on, you know, elsewhere, they'll still come and they'll choose to engage with their business and they'll choose to spend. A really, really good benefit also, and this is hugely important, is that businesses like these that focus on the customer and the experience have highly motivated employees. So very, very strong on staff retention, you know, and less in terms of staff turnover and all of the negative implications that that has on the business. Because when you focus on customers, you know, these companies don't just focus on their external customer, they focus on the internal customer, the staff as well, which makes them, you know, good companies to work for and good companies to work with. because they treat everybody well. You know, and that's really important, because when I'm working in a business where, you know, the staff are happy and then the customers are happy, there's great synergy there, there's great energy there. You know, you don't have all of the stress of working in a situation where there's always issues and there's always complaints. So that's a huge benefit to these businesses.
Yeah, I mean, that's essential. I mean, that's a great point. You know, I mean, I know that, you know, it, with the longevity of keeping staff, you know, is difficult. And, you know, happy staff will stay where they're most, you know, treated well.
Absolutely.
And we all like to say, well, I'd like to go back there because I was looked after so well.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So can you give us some tips for people out there at the moment? How can we excel in customer care?
Well, I suppose when I'm engaging with businesses, I use the acronym of SHINE. So, you know, our role is to teach our staff to shine. And I'll talk more about that later on. But, you know, before I do, it's really important to understand this, you know, that we all offer commodities generally. So it's things for sale, whether it be bedrooms, food or beverage. But the thing about it is, so do our competitors. So we're very, very similar in terms of the commodities. And people don't just buy products, you know. People buy experiences. And this is where the, you know, the customer interaction, you know, really, really starts to come into play. Because it's the customer service. It's the human relationship. It's the emotional connection that the staff make with the customer that helps to either create an experience or to enhance an experience. And, you know, when I talk about emotional connections, I always talk about the five E's. It's the really easy way to address it. So
the
it's
five
a,
E's.
Yeah, five
okay,
E's.
So for those of you out there with a pen and paper handy.
Here we go. This is Eddie's five E's. So okay. The first one is the eye contact. And it's all about the positive body language that reinforces that. It's about the ear-to-ear smile. And again, we'll talk more about that later on. It's about being enthusiastic in terms of the greeting and the warmth of welcome. It's creating that energy, you know, creating that atmosphere for the customers. It's about engaging them. So finding out who they are, why they're here, and what it is that they want from us and how we can help them. Mm-hmm. And then it's all about educating them. So based on what it is that those customers need, you know, whether it's the story of our product, the story of our producers, the story of our place in terms of our business, or the story of the local area. You know, all of the hidden gems, all of the attractions and all of the activities. So based on what it is that the customer wants from us, then we start to use those E's to create that emotional connection with them.
Okay, so that's easy.
And the experience.
You talked about experience. I mean, that word's come up a few times. You know, it is about experience, creating an experience rather than, you know, just being hospitable.
Yeah.
So can you give me some examples of what do you mean by creating experience? How can we create an experience?
Okay. So you put me on the spot. Okay, so look, here's the scenario. It's a beautiful, warm, sunny day, and we have a couple of international visitors that are, you know, travelling along the Wild Atlantic Way, and they're taking a coastal journey. And up ahead of them, they see a beautiful cliffs. And one of them notices on the top of the hill, a little isolated coffee shop, and they just say, do you know something, we'll call in and we'll have a cup of coffee. So they drive up to the coffee shop and they walk in, and inside they meet Mary, the owner. Lovely, warm, natural, friendly person who gives them a great greeting. Mm-hmm. They go up to the counter.
They're always called Mary, aren't they?
Yeah, well, listen, my wife is called Mary, so everybody is going to be Mary anyway. So they go up to Mary, and Mary is the owner. She greets them. They order two cups of coffee. And then Mary turns around and says, look, can I interest you in a nice slice of our coffee cake to go with your cup of coffee? She says, I bake it fresh on the premises every single morning. She says, I use nothing but local ingredients. And this is my grandmother's recipe. So it's a trade secret and it's handed down through the generations. Trust me, you won't get another coffee cake like it anywhere in the country. To make it really special today, she says, I'm offering it with some whipped cream. Not just any old whipped cream, mind you, she says, you know. I flavour it with a bit of Bailey's cream in it, just to give it that Irish flavour. Yeah. Just enough to flavour it now, not so much that you have to worry about driving home afterwards. So they say, you know, something that's fabulous. Let's have, you know, two coffees and two pieces of coffee cake. So as Mary is engaging with them, as she's preparing it, she's talking about the weather. She said, it's a beautiful day outside. And they're saying, it's absolutely fabulous. The sun is shining. So she says, listen, would you like me to take your wee little table and chairs and bring them outside and put them to the front of the coffee shop? Sure, wouldn't it be a shame to waste all of that glorious sunshine? And the views from the cliffs from outside of our coffee shop are just spectacular. So the customers say, thanks very much, that's great. So if they go outside and they sit down and they're enjoying the warmth and enjoying the spectacular view, a couple of minutes later, Mary arrives at the table checking to see if everything is fine for them. Then she starts engaging with them. She tells them about the cliffs and gives them a bit of the local lore. points across to the rocks and says, that's where the fishermen, that's where the local lads do the fishing. And you see down there to the right-hand side, that little cove, that's my favourite swimming spot. That's where we go and take the family. Mm. She says to them, where are you heading off next? Are you going left or going right? And they said, oh, we're heading up to the right. Kilometre down the road is a fabulous little scenic place. Pull in there, she says, and have a look back. You're going to see the cliffs from a completely different aspect. Fabulous place for photographs. You know, great for the memories.
I'm there myself.
But you see, that's it. You know, two people come in for a cup of coffee and they have a natural, authentic Wild Atlantic Way experience. Yeah. And that's the difference. That's what they're going to remember.
Okay. It's so much more, isn't it, than just a cup of coffee and a piece of cake.
Business is happy. Yeah. They get happy customers and they get, you know, sales, which is really important. Mm. Customers are happy to pay for what it is that they got, and it's memorable.
And that's, I suppose, that's making a big difference with no cost.
Yeah, absolutely huge, Dean. And you know, cost is really important. And you know, I'm glad you actually mentioned that, because here's the thing: look, no matter what your specific offering entails, it's not so much what you deliver; it's how you deliver that's really, really important. And what I say to businesses all of the time is, it's not about giving the customers, you know, more or charging them less. It's about giving them more of you. The more you engage with them, the more you make them feel welcomed, make them feel wanted. You keep adding value to that equation.
Yeah.
Then the customers are happy to pay for what it is that they've got. So great quality product, excellent service literally means that price isn't an issue. And you know, if you do your job right, you can actually make price irrelevant based on the experience that you deliver.
Yeah, that's wise words. I mean, you know, it's not just about having great customer service, you know, in terms of being professional. It's about, like you say, turning things into an experience. Yeah. They're the things, aren't they, that people take away and look back on from the holidays. They'll say, well, go back to that little coffee shop. Yeah. So
huge.
You know, let's hope the sun's shining next time. You know?
Absolutely. I mean, just in terms of experiences, you know, I was, you know, listening very, very recently to customer service guru. It's an American guy, and his name is John DiGiulio. And he opened up his first business 21 years ago, and it was a hairdressing salon. And he was really clever, because he knew that literally in his home city, that almost on the corner of every single block, there were going to be similar businesses providing, you know, the same kind of service, which is, you know, cutting hairs, etc. So he wanted to base, you know, or he wanted to differentiate himself, and he focused on the experience. And he came up with the black and white cape concept. And I said, kind of, what's black and white cape? And really, it's like this. Every single customer in his business will either get a black or a white cape. So I can walk into John's saloon on a given day and I'll see 15 customers sitting down. 13 of them, black capes, 2 of them, white capes. So it works like this. When I enter John's business, staff ask me if I've been there before. If I'm a new customer and I've never had the DiGiulio's experience, I get a white cape. Every single person now in that business knows this is, you know, new territory. It's about getting to know these people. It's about getting to educate them in terms of what it is that we can provide for them. And it's encouraging them to come back. Mm. Everybody that has a black cape, they're a returning visitor. So it's not about, you know, it's about welcoming them back. And it's about letting them know that we know you. Mm. So it's about remembering their likes and dislikes, remembering the last time that they were there. And it's about making a personal connection to them. Mm. You know, something about them. He's a really clever guy. He trains his staff never to say no. You focus on the positives. It's all about what I can do for you. And his mantra literally is, you know, if you're engaging with a customer, the answer is always yes. And then it's, what's the question?
Yeah, okay. You know? Good. That's a good point. I mean, that directly can transfer into tourism.
Yeah, yeah, I think, absolutely.
Eddie, you mentioned shine. What do you mean by shine? You know, this is shining at customer service. You know, how can people shine?
Okay, so, I mean, before they can shine, you know, it's really important to realize this. You know, our goal, you know, is to make sure that we shine so our customers have a wow experience. If your aim is for satisfied customers, trust me, Dean, you know, your business is aiming too low, because literally, you know, satisfaction is just one step above dissatisfaction. And that's
I've heard it said like that before, it's actually a good one.
It's really falling into the zone of indifference, and it's not going to be memorable. Mm. So the trick is that you want to be able to wow your customers, create these experiences so people come back to you, but also go away talking on a positive note about your product and services and get other people back. So we train our staff to shine, and it's based around this principle. Mm. Warm, hot, sunny days when the sun is shining, something miraculous happens to people that come through your door. They're always happy. They're in good mood. Mm. When they're in good mood, they're easier to deal with. Mm. You know, and the simple little things that you do make life even better. So each and every day, when your staff members come on duties and they put their uniform on and they become a brand ambassador for your uniform, they need to shine. And when they're engaging with customers, what they do is they display the four key shine attributes that literally radiate from them. Customers feel the warmth of the welcome.
I feel there's another 4 points coming up.
The warmth of the experience. Okay. Absolutely. And then they can enjoy. So it's a concept. It's shining is a way of being. It's a way of showcasing your professionalism as an individual, but also showcasing your business. And of course, the way you do that is you need to be happy. If staff are happy in what it is they're doing, if they're happy in work, that rubs off on their colleagues and it also rubs off on their customers. W.J. Marriott, he's the founder of the Marriott Corporation, which later became Marriott International. He's famous for saying this. He says, happy staff make happy customers. Happy customers make for a better bottom line. Yeah. Because when customers are happy...
That's nail on the head.
Yeah, absolutely. Customers spend more. So, yeah. You know, it's about the smiling. It's the ear-to-ear smile. It's the positive body language. Mm. It's having that energy. You know, it's having the enthusiasm. Customers feed off that. You know, customers can see it in your eyes when they're engaging with you, whether you're happy to be there or whether you're, you know, happy to be looking after them. You know, it's about being, you know, interested. Staff have to have a natural curiosity. They need to want to engage and connect with people, you know.
I think it's very important. Yeah. I mean, you know, we can all tell, you said you can see it, we can all tell whether it's, I suppose, authentic customer care or whether it's just, hello, have a nice day, you know, scripted. Yeah. So, you know, I think that, particularly with Ireland, that's where we have the difference.
Oh,
I
huge
you're making
thing.
A great point
yeah,
there.
Yeah, definitely. And the problem with it is that if the customer starts to identify that it's an act or that you're fake, you know, the trust is gone. The respect for your business is gone. The relationship is fractured because in the customer's mind, all they're thinking of, really what you're interested in is the money. You're not interested in me as an individual. And what will happen then is you'll get me once, but you're not going to get me back again.
Good
you know.
Point.
So your staff, they need to have the conversation. They need to find out about the customers. You know, who are you? What it is you want from me? You know, what has you here today? And if they're on holidays, where did you come from? Where are you going? How long are you staying? You know, what can we do to help you have that great stay?
I think
actually,
the Irish are very good at that.
Yeah. You know, So, Dean, I mean, that's what the I in interested is all about. You know, it's really about, you know, empowered staff. Staff that are being proactive in terms of identifying customers' needs as opposed to just being reactive to customer requests. You know, it's looking for ways for them to personalise the experience and to make it memorable for the customers. I'll give you a great example. 2 months ago, myself and my wife were out for dinner with a couple of friends. We visited a restaurant that we had never visited before. The menu looked absolutely fabulous, you know, really, really nice, and there was a wonderful special on it. The waiter came across to our table, really natural, really nice guy, very, very professional in his approach. My wife starts to order, and when she starts to order, she's talking about the special, and she goes, but could I, and the waiter knew that she was going to ask for something different. Mid-sentence, he kind of stopped her, and he said to her, he said, madam, he said, you can have whatever you want. And then he smiles at her and he says, you know, and by the way, if the chef can't do it for you, I'll make it myself. Of course, the table was in raptures.
Excellent.
But yeah, but I mean, when he left, you know, she just felt so good about that experience. Yeah. And we were all talking about the friendliness of the staff and how polite and how flexible they are. And that really goes back to kind of the Julius's principle, because literally that waiter was saying to my wife, you know, madam, the answer's yes. Now, what's your question?
Yeah.
You know, what can I do for you?
That's a great example, Eddie. Yeah, brilliant. Yeah. Okay, well, in terms of, you know, everybody listening in, we've talked about the shine, the mnemonic of shine.
Yeah.
We've covered S, H, I. So we're on to the N.
N, yeah, and N is simple. I mean, N is just being yourself. N is being natural. You know, you have to be a real, genuine, you know, honest person. Nobody likes people that are fake. You know, people that are false. You know, people sense that. You know, so you know, you can't act as I said previously. You know, it's about, you know, people are interested in people that they can really relate to. You know, people that they feel comfortable with. So be authentic and be yourself and have that friendly conversation with the customers, because that's really what they buy into. But above all, Dean, you know, you have to be professional. You know, there are days in our industry when everything is not going to be all sunshine and roses. You know, you're not going to be firing on all cylinders. You might have a personal issue. You might have, you know, something operationally has gone wrong, or you've had a disagreement with another staff member. Yeah. You can't let acting natural be an excuse to go out and, you know, dump on the customers and, you know, complain about your business, etc. You know, because if I'm a customer, if I'm spending money, you know, I'm really selfish. It really is all about me and it's about my experience. I don't want to be burdened by, you know, what's happening in your life. So it's on those occasions where, you know, professionalism takes over from natural, and you just have to suck it up and you have to focus on the customer her then, in fairness.
That's a great point, yeah. Well made. Okay, so we're moving on to, if people in industry are listening now, you know, about customer service, shining at customer service, and they say, well, I want to buy into this.
Brilliant. Dean, I hate to cut across you and I hate to stop you, but obviously, you can't spell.
Yeah.
You know? we're missing out a letter here.
All right.
And what comes at the end of shine, the letter?
A large smile and a big E.
Okay, perfect. And that's really important because at the end of the day, Dean, you know, we all have to be experts. You have to be an expert in the skills and the competencies that you're employed for. You know, you have to be an expert in your product. And as I said, it's all about the story. So the story of your producers, story of the food, it's the story of your place, because that's what's going to be able to enhance and create those experiences. You have to know what's happening locally as well. And that's really important from the customer's perspective. It's not just about inside your four walls. It's the bigger picture stuff. You know, it's Ireland as a tourism product, and they'll be looking for advice and they'll be looking for recommendations. You know, it's about putting the little hidden X on the map. You know, telling the people the hidden places, the local places, not where everybody else is going, but where, you know, few people know, you know, the best kept secret in the world. Every customer might know it. You might be saying it to everybody, but how you say it to those individuals makes them feel special and makes them feel important. It's about increasing the experience levels for the customer by exceeding the expectations and by going the extra mile. I'll give you a personal example of that. Something that happened to me less than 3 weeks ago. So I travel the length and breadth of the country on business generally, and often that means that I have to stay in hotel rooms, you know, and check-in is a bugbear with me. You know, you walk through the door with your bags in your hands, you know, the receptionists look at you and they ask you three things. The first thing they say, are you checking in? And I go, yeah, you know, here's the bags, you know. Then they ask you your name and you give them your name. And then they normally say to you, have you stayed with us before? Now, if I have stayed with them before, I expect them to know that stuff, you know. I want them to be able to remember me.
Yeah.
So,
I'm the same.
3-star hotel, very, very recently, I met a girl that shone. So the situation was Monday, really, really busy day for me. I'd been working in Dublin all a day. And 6 o'clock in the evening, I get into my car and it was pitch black, lashing rain. And I had to drive from hell, literally 3.5 hours, 4 hours to get to my destination. Now, I'd stayed in this business on two occasions previously, so unpack the bags. Between walking from the car to the hotel entrance, I got soaked. So I walked through the door, sodden wet and feeling really sorry for myself. As I approached the reception area, the receptionist looks up and a big smile on her face. She says, Mr. Mead, good evening. Welcome back. It's great to see you again. Mm. And I kind of went, do you know something? Thanks very much. Yeah, it's great to be here. Mm. So she goes, I go to the reception and she starts checking me in. The next thing she says to me is, she says, we've reserved your favourite room for you. And I went, favourite room? I felt like a rock star. So I had been there once and or twice. Often what happens is you find a room in a hotel that you actually feel comfortable in and you get a night's sleep in. So the first stay in the hotel, I had a room I liked. Next time I was booking into the hotel, I asked if it was possible to have that room. Forgot about it completely this time. And all of a sudden, it's my favourite room. And she knows that she has my favourite room ready for me. I said, thank you very much. That's brilliant. And then she says to me, she says, just to let you know, she said, we've taken all of the soft pillows out of the room and we've put hard pillows in specially for you. And I went, wow, how did you know that? And then I remembered the last time I was checking out, I had a conversation with the receptionist, just a casual conversation. How did you enjoy your stay with us? And did you know something? I said, the room is lovely, the bed is great, but the one thing that happens to me in all of the hotels without fail, I miss me pillow from home. I love a hard pillow. Didn't ask for one. And all of a sudden, on this occasion, it appears. Then she starts talking to me. Where did you come from this evening? And I said, I'm after driving her from Dublin. She says, God love you, she says. That must have been a really stressful drive, she said, in that weather. You must be absolutely exhausted, I said. Yeah, you have it in one. I'm wrecked. She said, now, unfortunately, you know that the bar stopped serving food at 9:30. She said, there's still people in the kitchen. She says, if you'd like something to eat, she said, if you're feeling a bit peckish, she said, I'd be more than happy, she says, to get the kitchen to prepare something for you if you'd like. And if you don't want to go into the bar and have it, if you just want to go to your room and settle down, it'll be my pleasure to have it sent to your room. And I thought to myself, do you know something? You know, this is a 3-star hotel. That's a bloody 5-star experience. You know, would I choose to go back to that hotel again? 100%. And that's what shining is all about. It's remembering who you are, making you feel great, and just going the extra mile to do something special for you.
I think, Eddie, that's a great point. You know, well made. And I think there are a lot of people out there listening thinking, that it's so important. You know, how many times do you turn up at a reception desk and it isn't quite that experience. I know that they're very busy, but at the same time, if there's the time to do that sort of thing, that's brilliant.
It's brilliant. The simple things that absolutely can make the difference.
So that's one good example of many examples. Yeah. Okay, so if the industry people listening out there want to find out more about how they can get help in relation to customer care, customer support, what would you say to them?
Well, I mean, the first thing I would always say to people is to go and visit Foyter Ireland's website, www.foyterireland.ie. You know, on our website, you'll find a tab which is for supports and training. And there's a huge amount of stuff, you know, that's there specifically designed to support our tourism businesses. You'll find a lot of information in terms of focusing on your customer. It's all downloadable. It's completely editable. So you can tailor it for your own individual businesses. So use the websites and look at those supports there as well. We also have a couple of fabulous half-day workshops that we deliver throughout the length and breadth of the country. First one, obviously, it's called Excelling at Customer Service and Going the Extra Mile, and that's all about the Shine concept. We talk about Shine and we take you on a customer journey and we identify what's best practice there. Very engaging, very interactive, and really worthwhile for staff members at all levels throughout your business. And then the other program, which is a personal favorite of mine as well, it's a program called Enhancing Food and Beverage Sales Through Service Experiences. So it's all about how to create those experiences for the customers, facilitating them spending money in your business, but at the end of the day, they're happy to do so because of what it is that you've actually brought to the table for them. So really, really good supports. And you contact any of your local Foyter Ireland team members and they'd be more than happy to provide you with more information on those.
Okay, Eddie, thanks very much. That's very succinct. Just one more thing, just for those who didn't have a pen and paper handy at the time when you were talking about it, you talked of the ease in relation to this and emotional connection. And what did Shine actually stand for?
Okay, so look, just in terms of the emotional connection, I always talk about the five E's. Number one, it's the eye contact, it's the positive body language. Number two, it's the ear-to-ear smile, and it's that engagement and that energy. You know, three is the enthusiastic greeting, the warmth of welcome, you know, the energy that you bring to that interaction. Four, it's about engaging the customers, getting to know them and having that conversation with them, finding out how we can create that experience, how best we can serve them. And five is all about educating them, providing them with the information that they need in terms of services and products and different experiences that are available. Shine is a concept. Shine is a way of life to me and people like me in the industry. It's all about showcasing your professionalism and showcasing your business. It's about being happy in work and happy with dealing with customers. It's about having a genuine interest and a natural curiosity and wanting to connect with people. It's about being natural in your approach, you know, being sincere, honest, you know, open and true for the customers. And it's about being expert, you know, being expert in terms of the job that you're paid to do and being expert in terms of the knowledge and the experiences that you can create for customers. That's what Shining is all about.
Eddie, thank you. As always, excellent advice. Thank you very much for coming in today. It's been a pleasure, and I hope that everybody out there listening has learned an awful lot from that. And customer service isn't just customer service that trips off the tongue. It's something that has to be invested in, that people have to work at, and the rewards are tremendous.
Absolutely, Dean. And can I just say again, thank you very much for the opportunity, because, you know, it really is important that we actually, you know, talk about customer service and talk about those experiences. So thanks for giving this platform, and I hope everybody out there at least picks something useful from today's podcast.
I'm sure they will, Eddie. Thank you.